Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network and Money and Change with Stu Scheer. You know, all you have to do is come on over to the Trim Radio Network. You can look us up, come on over, visit us, buy merchandise, chat with us right offline. If you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is message us. We'll show you how easy it is to do. Anyway, the opinions expressed by our host, co-host, guest, myself, is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. And any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. And we inform, we don't advise. Anyway, that song right there, Prince, price tag is covered under our BMI music license, 6105-1658. And we do have a call-in number, 803-866-1667. You could call in anytime you would like, just no foul language. And without further ado, here is Stu.
Hey, Michael. Well, I'll tell you what. What a three-day weekend for some people. You know, Monday is Martin Luther King Day, and I believe all the federal banks are closed and everything else. So, boy, I remember those days working for the state. I couldn't wait to get a three-day weekend. But now that I'm retired, every day is a vacation. Not really. I've got so much stuff to do, especially this next week. Wow. What a crazy week it is. Well, anyhow, before we get started, I always do a disclaimer. I know Michael does his. I have to do mine. The information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be considered as legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. You want to always do your own research and consult with professionals. We are not responsible for any and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. So you want to do your own due diligence. Like I always say on my world, it's always due diligence. Do your own research. And I'll tell you what, a lot of stuff's been going on. Man, I'll tell you what, it's been crazy. I don't know about you, but it's been nothing but crazy around here all week long. Especially in the financial world and then what's going on in Washington, D.C., which is the great circus. And like I always say, not my circus, not my monkeys. But anyhow, you know, we always do shout outs, and a big shout out to the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. And Michael and I have been working off and on with each other for, 10 years, going on 10 and a half. And the Trim Radio Network is fantastic. I'll tell you what, they have a lot of different shows out there. And you can join us and be a part of the family. We've got Rascala Stefan with the Fishing in Florida show. And we've got, of course, Money and Change, the Bare Knuckles show, the Angels Strong show. And then we also have America's Funniest Dates. How about Offsides and Slobber Knocker Talk? It's a crazy name, isn't it? How about Take Point 22 radio show? That, my friend, you got to listen to. Well, you got to listen to all of them. But Michael Bejas has that show, and he does a super job there at Take Point 22. And on Wednesdays, you have My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. And it's always going to be different. I mean, Monday's going to be wild, but Wednesday, I am on the road practically all day, and I'm in a meeting prior to My World, and I just get out of that meeting, and the next thing you know, it's try to find some place to fang the food, gulp the groceries, grab a quick bite to eat, and then My World at 8 p.m. We also have the Brighter Life show, Circle Quee show. I guess it's Quee. Q QI. Anyhow, then the Spiritual Freedom Show and Rascal's Red Pill Reality Show. He put something up about the Red Pill Reality Show, and I said, I'll take the green pill. And he texted me back, and he was laughing. So anyhow, yeah, we do have fun on this. I mean, Rascal and I and Michael, we send texts back and forth and stuff. And I'm on Facebook with Money and Change, Financially Prepped, and also My World. And they're free to join us. I mean, you got to join us because I keep those pages updated all the time. Big shout out to the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu, located in Findlay, Ohio. It's an NCAA Division II school, and they have fantastic programs. I mean, we're talking about bachelor's degrees, master's degrees, doctoral degrees. They have degrees in, for example, hazardous materials handling. They have degrees in, pharmacy and pre-veterinary and so forth, and equestrian studies and business and education and science. I mean, they have a really good campus up there, great facilities, great instructors, and they really care about the students. I mean, they really do. I know when I was going up there, if I was late to class, yeah, I heard about it. And on the other hand, if I didn't show up one day, then the professor would always ask, where is he? And that happens. And I had to go get a student out of bed one morning. And good old Dr. Noonan said, where's Tom? And I said, I don't know where he is. Next thing you know, I'm headed over to the dorm to get him out of bed. It turned out that Tom was sick, and so I had to go back and tell the professor that, hey, you know, he's sick. Okay, fine. Give him your notes, and we'll get on with class. But he was concerned. All the professors there are concerned. That's what makes it a good campus. You got to try them. www.findlay.edu. They're known as the Findlay Oilers, and they have good sports. They really do. Some were national champions, whether it was in wrestling or in basketball. I know about 10 years ago, they did a streak where the basketball team won all of their games, 36-0. They beat Ohio State. They beat Xavier and Bowling Green State University. That was just the start of things. And they were a very good team. Matter of fact, they'd be ahead at the halftime, 30 to 40 points and sometimes 50. And the coach would have to say, hey, slow it down a little bit. Those guys could really play basketball. Well, we also have Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. And I'll tell you what, I was over at Phil's over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens, and he was helping me with the project. And, you know, I'm asking, well, hey, how many blanks are you doing lately? And how many pens and so forth? And he was telling me different things about different things. And I'll tell you what, he does an excellent job. Michael and I both have pens made by Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. And if you have a business, or you have a school, or you just want to give somebody a really nice pen or pencil set, this guy does an excellent job. Everything is beautiful. It comes in a beautiful case. I mean, they are great presentation pens. So you really have to check them out on Facebook. It's Rusty Ducks, that's D-U-K apostrophe S, Custom Pens and Blanks. And the blanks are the center pieces, and he makes a lot of those for people that like to assemble their own pens. But Phil will make your pen for you, and it's generally on a cross pen frame, and it's fantastic. He does an excellent job. I've known the guy for quite a while. And like I said, both Michael and I have pens from Phil at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. Well, we go on to Money and Change, and that's what we're doing tonight. And it's going to be every Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we cover a lot of stuff that's been going on in the world of not only finance, but other things too. And we talk a little bit about prepping, and we're going to do that today too. Also, on Wednesdays at 8 p.m., My World, Life, Laugh, and Whatever. And we usually talk about things from the past and things that are going in the present and just crazy stuff. Also, we have to give a big shout out to Brad and Chris at the Big Family Homestead in the middle of Wisconsin. Yeah, it's the cheese state. And I'll tell you what, it's cold out there right now. They probably have about 2 feet of snow on the ground, but they like it. They were originally down in Morrill, Ohio, north of Cincinnati. And they had a place there, and they decided to go out west. But they love Wisconsin. Then we also have Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. These are good people. I mean, everybody I talk about are good people. But Danny and Wanda are just farming it up in a place called Wiggins, Mississippi. They're just outside of Wiggins, and it's about 100 miles north of the Gulf of Mexico. They have a really good little farm, and Danny is really handy with his hands, and Wanda's his helper. She also does the YouTube videos for their show at Deep South Homestead, plus a bunch of other things, and they're great to talk to. They're really great to talk to. Also, another person that's great to listen to is Dave Kobler. And Dave is Southern Prepper One. And he'll call himself SP1 once in a while, but I know him as Dave. And he's fantastic, has a fantastic show. Right now he's doing boots on the ground, and people are sending him information about all things going on in the United States. And he's talking about things like shortages in stores and where things are going well and then not so well. And the price of eggs are going up and up and up. You know, somebody on Facebook put a thing up there with the hands holding a ring case. And in the ring case, like somebody's getting engaged. And it had an egg in the center. It says, look, I've gone to Kroger. Because eggs are getting expensive. They don't cost like a diamond ring would, but I'll tell you what, it made its point. Also, there's Prepper Nurse One, Ed Carswell. He's digging a root cellar in West Virginia on the weekends. And he's a good guy. We've corresponded. I haven't had a chance to talk with him, but he knows me and I know him. And he's a good, good, logical person. And he used to live in northern New York. He wants to sell that property and he wants to relocate in West Virginia, somewhere down in West Virginia. And he's got a great view of the hills. I won't say mountains, but the hills. And he's developing a property down there. It's going to be nice when he gets it done. And that's all the shout-outs that I have. You know, it's amazing that I can do shout-outs with different people. And having talked with them, corresponded with them, and so forth. Out of Goshen with Eric, I've had some correspondence with him, and he's a super guy. He's a retired doctor, and he really knows his stuff. I mean, he is something else. He's up in Michigan, So, you know, I've got people, they're friends in West Virginia, in Michigan, in Indiana, in Florida, in South Carolina, North Carolina. I've got people that I know in Texas. I mean, I know a lot of people all over. And some of them are preppers and some of them aren't. And that's their choice, what they want to do. But they're all concerned with finances, what's going on in the world of finance. And we're going to talk about that today. We're also going to talk about one thing that I promised the guys on My World that I would discuss is the top financial resolutions for 2023 and how to keep them. Well, the keeping is going to be up to you, but the resolutions, well, we're going to go over that. Now, I'm keeping a resolution. I'm switching some banks. And I found a credit union that I'm really interested in. And so I'm in the process of moving things around. Not that I have a lot, but I am looking at ways to make more money in interest with what I have, good solid banks. And if the the big banks, as you say, have problems again like they did in 2008, well, guess what? I don't want to be in those banks. And if they have the toxic assets, the TARP, T-A-R-P, even though they've paid them back, it makes me wonder whether or not they changed their ways. And you could talk about different banks all over. I mean, you could talk about Chase, Manhattan. You could talk about Wachovia. You could talk about the Bank of America. You could talk about a lot of banks, and even small regional banks that had problems. Citibank, you know, is a large bank, large concern. And they all had problems in 2008. Are they going to have problems in 2023? That's my question. And so I'm trying to see what bank would be a good fit to move some of my money to. And like I said, it's not much. But I want to be able to say it's safer there than a bigger bank. So I'm looking at a credit union. I'm looking at a farm bank and a small bank that's always been good, and the larger banks I'm staying away from because I don't know how they handle their derivatives and their hedge funds. And you need to look that up on the hedge funds because that they're betting with your money, and I don't like them to bet with my money, even though as small as it is. They could gamble it wrong and we would be hit. Now, there's a rumor going around out there of a bail-in. Instead of the federal government bailing out the banks, now there could be a bail-in. Now, what is a bail-in? Well, when a bank is in financial trouble, they could say, well, we're going to need to take maybe 2, 3, 4, 5, 10% of your deposits. That's kind of scary. That's a bail-in. They caused the problems, but guess what? Now they want you to bail them out with a bail-in. And that's kind of scary. And it's very concerning. And I've said to everybody, over the years, and I mean, we're talking 10 years, pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food, make sure you have your medications, make sure you can purify and store water, make sure you have the appropriate clothing. Gee, do you have batteries? Do you have maybe a solar charger? Do you have radios? Solar radios? Do you have ways of communications? I mean, in the case of a problem, I could go to my GMRS radios, and they're good for between, you know, 10, 15 miles. And I could distribute those to the people that I would know and trust to use them and keep them charged. A couple of those radios can also monitor emergency channels too, if I need to. And so a lot of different things that are out there, you know, communications and food and clothing and all kinds of stuff to think about. Well, I'm not a prepper, but I just want to be prepared in case there is a calamity, okay? And so somebody calls me a prepper. No, I'm not. Definitely not. There are other people I know that are definitely preppers. But I follow some preppers. I listen to what they're saying. I listen to what the financial analysts are talking about. And you say, well, gee, what do you do? I go to Twitter and I look at certain people on Twitter. And I look about what they're saying on the financial markets. And I also look at a place called the National Debt Clock. That's D-E-B-T. clock.org, the US debt clock.org. And you'll see a chart with a whole bunch of numbers just constantly moving. It's the actual debt. And the debt per citizen in the United States would be the alien, undocumented included, would be $94,201. The debt per taxpayer, if you take out all the illegals and so forth, it's $246,866 right now. I'm looking at the national debt. It's $31,490,833,000,000 and up to $834 million. It just changed. And the official U.S. spending is $5,989,728,725,678,000. And that's changing. It also has the tax revenue, what the government's getting in. And if they ran a balanced budget, then the tax revenue that they're getting in would be $4,626,090,403,000. But we're $31 trillion in debt. I think government is trying to crash the system. They're spending like it's nothing. If we spent like that, we would be in such trouble. We'd probably be in jail. And it's scary. People always ask me, Stu, how do you get by with stuff? I said, number one, I live within my means. I don't have any debt on my credit card. I have two, but no debt on my credit cards. I pay with cash, unless it's something big like a utility bill or so, you know, stuff like that. But I live very simply. And that way, if I want to get a new microphone for my little studio here, I can do that. That's no big deal. If I need to get more communication gear, I can get that if I want. If I want to get another car or an SUV, I can do that. Not that I'm going to. But the house is paid off. The car's paid off. Debt's paid off. I watch what I do with my money. And you have to start doing that too. You know, one time I had a college roommate, and that college roommate, he thought just, oh, you could do anything with a charge card. and he had 7 charge cards maxed out. He had a wife, a kid, a new car, a dog, and a big house. And he was in debt. Past his eyebrows and then some. And they finally had to consolidate all 7 cards into 1 payment. That was huge. Trust me. Don't use your credit cards. Pay with cash. If you can't afford to pay it in cash, guess what? Then don't buy it. Well, so much for the sermon on the money. I can't say mount, I can say money. Well, you know, money and change, I've been posting stuff up this week. Will you ever be ready for when it happens is the most recent one. The other one is the end of the dollar, the evolution of credit and debt in 2023. You have to check that out on Money and Change. I don't post things just to be posting things, other than letting you know we're going to be live with my fuzzy-haired friend. You have to go to the website, or the Facebook page, and check it out. Then also, don't buy any freeze-dried foods until you see this. That's Alaska Prepper. I haven't talked with Rudy personally. I mean, we've sent messages back and forth, but AP is, he's a good guy. He used to be a financial person with the government. And he knows money, okay? Also, there's a thing called money versus currency, a new improved version of it. And then an old video showing how life will be in with a central bank digital currency. That scares me. Because they take your cash and they say, the cash is no longer good. We have a digital currency and you are... have a card and you can spend until we say that you can't spend anymore, or you can spend your allotment, which might be $2,000 a month, but we're not taking cash, we're not taking precious metals. And on precious metals, I always tell people, hey, if you've got money put aside and everything, you can also invest in silver or gold if you want, but do your own due diligence, okay? Well, let's get into some of the news that's been out there. Peter Schiff said more economic pain ahead in 2023. And he says high inflation gets even higher, and in that environment, I don't see financial assets as a group doing well. Now, Schiff likes to push precious metals. Okay, I kind of toss that aside. And a lot of people can't do that. So you start buying food to prepare, food and water. One thing he said, if your customers are spending a lot of money on food, on energy, on insurance, on rent, on taxes, and they have nothing left over, then it doesn't even matter if you cut your prices. You don't have any customers. It's true. And what are we paying extra? We're paying more money for food because the cost of food has gone up. What used to be worth $40 filling a basket of food in, 1950, late 1950s? Up to $200 or $300 for one basket now, depending on what you buy. Then your insurance is going up, your energy costs are going up, your utility bills are going up. And then you've got taxes. And we've got taxes coming up. Hopefully you've been saving to pay your taxes, because they won't let you make payments. Well, that's the government, okay? prepare for more economic pain. It's going to get worse before it gets better, not only with Peter Schiff, but there are a lot of other people out there. Michael Snyder at the Economic Collapse blog said, "We won't be fooled again. Inflation is most definitely not under control." And Mike Snyder is right. It's not under control. Inflation is going down, so let's celebrate. Right. If you believe inflation is going down, take a look at your gas bill. Take a look at your gasoline for petroleum or diesel. Take a look at food cost. Go into a restaurant. What used to cost for a decent lunch here in town was like maybe $8. It's 11 now. And that's only for soup, sandwich, and a drink. Can you imagine? $11 for that? Years ago, that would have been $5 or $6 for soup. And that's a bowl of soup, a sandwich, which was what I had Saturday. And, gee, I had a toasted cheese sandwich with extra pickle and a light onion, along with vegetable soup and an iced tea, and that cost me $11. And you say, oh, that's nothing. You ought to live in New York, or you ought to live in California. That's why I don't live in those states. I don't pay those big prices. The prices are going up. The portions are getting smaller. It's getting scary out there. And Michael Snyder says that don't be fooled. Inflation's not under control. And you can see that if you go out. But he said there was some good news first. He said, according to the Labor Department, the annual rate of inflation is rising at the slowest pace since October 2021. Consumer prices increased 6.5% from a year earlier, down from 7.1% in November, and a 40-year high of 9.1% in June. They haven't seen anything yet. You haven't seen anything yet. In my opinion, it's going to get a lot worse. So if you're not prepping, if you're not eating at home, if you're not traveling all over the place. It's like Saturday. I was supposed to go to a basketball game up at the University of Findlay. Actually, I was going to see two basketball games. But the cost of gas and everything else, it wasn't the right time to go. They did win their game, by the way. But I miss being able to just get up and go. I love to be able to go up to the University of Findlay, go basketball game. I love the campus. I love the people up there. It's just a nice place. I also love to go to Ohio University in Athens, Ohio, because I went there and watch football. I like to go to Cincinnati because I work there. And I also went to Xavier University in Cincinnati. I love that campus. But I'll tell you what, money's tight. You know what I mean? If you're feeding four in your family, those kids are gulping down the groceries. I'm going to tell you that right now. And the price of cereal is getting out of sight. And so you have to watch that. Then there was an article, Peter Schiff again, schiffgold.com. He said, a ticking time bomb, rising consumer debt, and rising interest rates. And the consumer debt is like this. People are using that plastic credit card. Well, they can't afford to buy food for the kids or clothes for the kids. So what do? They pull out the plastic, and that's what they're doing. They go into debt, and the debt is rising higher and higher for them. They're not paying things off. They might pay the interest, but that's about it. As a result, then the credit cards get maxed out. And then what happens? Credit can be a good thing if it's paid off right away. A good case in point, I had to get new glasses. And this is like the sixth pair I've had in probably 3 years. And it's strange, but that's the way it is. And to play in my musical group, I have to have another set of glasses made. It's not bifocal. The ones that I'm using right now are bifocals. But the right eye is out of focus. So I have to get new glasses. And I'll have to get the new glasses for music too. And we start that at the end of next month in February. So I have to have those made up and ready to go. Or I'm not going to be able to read music. And that's one of my hobbies. I like playing in musical groups. But debt. What do I do when I go to get glasses? The quote for my glasses, $684. Tax included, everything soup to nuts. Bingo. My insurance paid off $100 on the glasses and 20%. So my pay is $684 for one pair of glasses. Just one. What did I do? I don't carry that much in bills, so I pulled out the credit card. Now that I have the credit card here, I can turn it in for reimbursement. And that's good. It's paid off. I have a health care savings plan, which a lot of people can have and a lot of people don't. But I pay that off when it comes due. So I'm going to be paying the $684 off as soon as it comes due. And that's why I keep my credit cards at zero. Well, anyhow, Peter Schiff is saying rising consumer debts colliding with rising interest rates is a ticking time bomb. So the rates on the cards are going up and people in debt, and that's going up. It's not good. He said over the last several months, consumer debt has climbed at a steep, steady pace as Americans struggle with rising prices. November was no different, with consumers piling on another, dig this, $27.9 billion in debt. And Schiff says with the 7.1% increase in consumer debt in November, Americans now owe a record $4.76 trillion, according to the latest data from the Federal Reserve. I don't know about the Federal Reserve. Somehow, I think we'd be better off just using the Treasury. But, you know, the rates are going up. I remember years ago when credit card rates were like 14, 15, 20, 21, 24%. That's almost as bad as getting a payday loan from the local loan guy. You need the money, but he's going to charge you probably 50% more than what you're having, or maybe even 100% more. Borrow 100, you owe us 200. Well, I can't pay you off at the end. Well, guess what? We have interest. And they add that on. They're out to nail you. Pay with cash. If everybody paid with cash and they didn't use a credit card except for an emergency and then pay it off, you'd be a heck of a lot better off. Trust me. And besides that, then the Fed would get serious. Okay? There was something crazy this week. Lawmakers warned gas stove ban would eliminate affordable cooking method. How many homes have gas stoves? How many restaurants have gas stoves? You know, it all boils down to that the the politicians want to have stoves that are efficient. Well, gas stoves are good stoves to cook on. A lot of homes have gas stoves. I have an electric smooth top, which is induction, and I like it. I used to have gas. You walk into the apartment and I'd smell gas a little bit, you know, just a little tinge of gas because of the pilot light. I've been through a gas explosion, not in a house. It was an industrial thing, and it literally picked me up and threw me 20 feet in the back of some equipment that we were building when I was working there. You want to talk about wondering what happened? You heard this loud boom, and next thing you know, the foreman, who had brain zero, threw a match over a specialized machine to clean oil off of metal. And he had it running for like about 3 to 4 minutes, and he tossed the match over the top, and we heard this big ba-boom. And next thing you know, my legs were spread eagle on the floor. And my foreman, his backside was into me. It blew us both 20 feet. As a result of the stupidity, the foreman ended up going to assembly from a management position to an hourly position. And I got the rest of the day off with pay. I don't know. I could have been killed. I mean, it scares you to death. I think next time we're going to talk about the most expensive and the cheapest appliances to use by region. I think that would really, really come in handy. Some appliances are cheap. And sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. Sometimes the expensive ones don't work right. So we're going to do that in my world. I think we'll do it in my world, and then we might repeat it again next week for those of you that don't listen to my world. You ought to listen to us. We have fun. Well, hey, the top financial resolutions for 2023 and how to keep them. How to keep them, I'm going to leave it up to you. Save more money. How do you save more money? Don't spend as much. Find cheaper ways to eat meals. Find cheaper ways to do things. Make sure your car is running correctly. Hopefully you don't have a gas guzzler. I do. Nice car, beautiful car. But if you step on that pedal and you're on the interstate, you can get 32 miles to the gallon, but getting from that zero start all the way up to 70 miles an hour, I want to tell you something, that sucks some gas. But find a way to save more money. If you can't save the money, then what you want to do is maybe get a second job. A lot of places are hiring. I used to know some people that worked three jobs, and I think they only got about maybe 4 or 5 hours sleep. I couldn't do that. I give my 100% for one job. I don't get paid for doing this one. I don't want paid. Repay 20% of your credit card debt. That's a good financial resolution for some. I would say pay it off. Don't go into debt. You can probably go online and find a balance transfer credit card, or you could get a credit card calculator. But repay your debt. 20% suggested, but hey, if you can pay it all off, that's the best deal. And don't go back into it. Improve your wallet score. Look up wallet score on the web. And it's like your credit score, but it gives and grades your finances overall in addition to your credit history. What's your credit rating? Is it 600? 700? 800? 900? The last time I checked mine was in the high 800s. Because I've got excellent credit that I don't use because I don't want to pay the interest. Fight back against inflation. After months of heightened inflation, goods cost more, portions are smaller, bank accounts are depleted, and fortunately, there are steps you can take to reduce the impact. And for starters, you can look into moving your money to a high yield bank account. The average checking account from a national bank yields just 0.1%. And that was according to WalletHub's latest banking landscape report. And the best online accounts will get you up to 5%. In addition, you could save 5% at your favorite retailers by getting their store credit cards. Beware of getting more credit cards. Be judicious. Make realistic budgets and stick to them. Yeah, I had a friend of mine, and she wanted me to help her with her budget, and I did spreadsheets. And I would project the whole year and say, this is what you need to do. And if something changes, then you have to redo your budget, but this is your basic budget. I always did spreadsheets when I worked with the state of Ohio. After all, I ran 60 businesses and I had to know how they were doing. I had spreadsheets for everything. Pay bills right after receiving your paycheck. Well, for me, I only get paid once a month. Some people get paid weekly, some bi-weekly, twice a month. But pay your bills right after receiving your paycheck. Get them out of the way. Learn to budget your money and spend for food and gasoline and so forth. You have to have a budget. If you don't have a budget, you better learn to do a budget. Use different credit cards for everyday purchases and debt. Sometimes you get a percentage back for using those cards. My recommendation, don't use the credit cards, pay in cash. Try to get an A in financial literacy. Learn more about things. Wallet literacy quiz. Just look up wallet, W-A-L-L-E-T, then literacy, L-I-T-E-R-A-C-Y, and the quiz. Sign up for credit monitoring. You know, you've got Experian is one of many. You can go to TransUnion. Some people use TransUnion. Some use Experian. And you can check it out on WalletHub, W-A-L-L-E-T-H-U-B. Make sure you have enough insurance for a catastrophe, and that's important. You know, what happens if you have a flood like in California? Oh, such things like a flood in California. Oh, my God. Those people have had a mess. I cannot remember times when there have been floods like they've had. But you take a look at the drought that they just had. You know, Mother Nature supplies the antidote for the poison. And we had the poison in the drought, and now the mountains have a good snowpack, which means they will melt in the spring, and the rivers are going to flow. There'll be plenty of water for crops. For now, it's just a drought. And in California, there's going to be a heck of a mess because of the flooding. It's a good thing where I live because the river valley is basically about 90 feet below where I live. So in actuality, the Great Miami River would have to increase by 30 feet to go over the banks, and then it would have to go the additional 90, which would be 120 feet. It's not going to get that high. And that's a good thing. Don't live in the low-lying areas. Just like, you know, with hurricanes and bad tropical storms, living along the coast is not good. I've been through a hurricane. I don't want to go through another one. I've been through some tropical storms. I don't want to do another one. That's just what you have to look out for. But people out in California, hey, they're going to have a rough row to hoe, as we say here in the Midwest. You know, right now, where I'm at, it's 36 degrees, and we're supposed to get maybe some rain or maybe some light snow tonight. 36 degrees isn't bad compared to what we had a couple weeks ago when it was like wind chill was 22 below. We didn't have a lot of snow, but boy, was it cold. And we talk about prepping. Oh my God, you have to prep. I keep telling people you have to prep. What happens if you get snowed in? Do you have food? Do you have water? Do you have something to keep you warm? Do you have electricity? Do you have a way to communicate? What happens if the cell phones don't work? Another thing, a GMRS radio or a ham radio. They're not that expensive. The ham radio, you have to have training and a license for that. GMRS has to have you have to have a license for that, but I don't have to take a test. And I could get a 50-watt unit, and I could probably talk 60, 75 miles on a good day. My handheld units will get 10, 15 miles. May go a little bit longer, depending on the height that I am. But the GMRS radios, $35 for 10 years. That's a good deal. That is a good deal. And you don't have to take a test. But you take a look at everything that's going on, and we'll cover it in Money and Change / Financially Prepped on Facebook. Check us out. We've also got other things going on with My World, and I talk a little bit about prepping, and some fun things are going on. And this week, we'll talk about most expensive and cheapest appliances to use by region, okay? And we'll take a look at all of that. Consumer Reports, check them out. It's a good magazine to get. Oh, and by the way, we didn't get to it today. I think I'll go over it on Wednesday as I get more information. But there was an article in Zero Hedge about House Republicans prepared to execute emergency strategy for breaching the debt limit. Are they going to continue to spend? Are we going to go up to $32 trillion or $33 trillion or $34? Are we going to go so broke we have no hope in paying things back? It's insanity. It's total insanity out there. And that's why I do this show. Hopefully I can help you save some money, because expenses are going to get more and more and more, especially when the circus in Washington, D.C. spends it like it's going out of style. In the last couple of years, they have just spent like they can print off money. What would happen if you and I printed off our money? Where would we end up? What if Michael printed out his own money? Where would you be, Michael?
I don't know. I know one thing. I sure wouldn't be $4 trillion in debt.
No, you'd be making shoes.
Yeah, something. Other than
Leavenworth. That. Yeah, I know. Well, anyhow, guys, that's all I've got for this week. You want to check us out next Sunday at 7 p.m. Also, check out My World, and we're going to cover some more things. But you know, you can always check us out for free on Facebook. Have a good week and start saving your money. And that's all I've got, Michael.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in to Money and Change with Stu Scheer. We'll see you on Wednesday. Actually, on Tuesday, Take Point 22 is on. And of course, we've wrapped up the season for college football. Offsides, top 25 plus 5. Slobberknocker should be on. We will see how Austin is doing. Hopefully, he'll be home from work by then. But we still got some pro football going on. But anyway, either way, we will see you on Tuesday night for Take Point 22. Monday night, Bare Knuckles will not be on. Mr. Jerry is out of town, so we will be missing him this Monday. So we'll see you on Tuesday, guys, and take care.
Bye.